today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers and sisters, salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about Satan in the view of Islam. Please be with us. But first, let's look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 23rd of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of the month of Murdad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to chapter Al-Kahf, verse 50.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And mention when we said to the angels, prostrate to Adam, and they prostrated, except for Iblis. He was of the jinn, and departed from the command of his Lord. Then will you take him and his descendants as allies other than me, while they are enemies to you? Wretched it is for the wrongdoers as an exchange.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Of course, the story of the creation of Adam and the angels' prostration to him and disobedience of Satan has repeatedly been stated in the different verses of the Holy Quran. But as we have formally pointed out, these repetitions contain some different points, so that each of which refers to a particular matter. And in the view of the fact that in the former explanations, the circumstance of the tyrant, haughty rich people before the poor, the oppressed, and their end has been illustrated, here in this verse, the words are upon the Satan's disobedience from prostrating to Adam, in order that we know the fact that from very beginning, arrogance has been the cause of infidelity and insolence. At this part of today's special, we'll look at the concept of Satan and Iblis. Dear brothers and sisters, Satan is a title or a designation. Iblis is a name. Iblis was of the jinn and was somehow affected by Allah's command to angels to prostrate before Adam. However, Iblis refused to follow angels and prostrate before Adam, claiming that he was better than him because he was made of fire and Adam of clay. At this point, Iblis became Satan, which means rebel and arrogant. He exercised his freedom and chose to be Satan. He was not created evil, indeed nothing is, but chose to be so. Iblis was proud and self-centered. He rebelled against Allah and became the non-believers. He became the chief of all the jinns that were like-minded with him. However, follows Iblis in his arrogance, rebellion, and wickedness is also called a Satan. That is the case both among the jinn and people.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bayna sta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with studying various ways of satanic temptations. According to the Holy Quran, Satan was certainly one of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the whole universe and after that created Adam and Eve, at the creation of Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered all angels and all creatures to prostrate themselves before Adam. And this kind of prostration before Adam was a kind of appreciation of the divine make and the divine creation. By doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never intended to imply that anybody else save Allah himself should be worshipped. Rather, that kind of prostration was a kind of prostration against the grandeur and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sublimity of his creation. At that time, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indicated it that everybody, all jinns and all, other creatures, should prostrate themselves before Adam, there was only one dissident, and the only dissident was none but Satan. The Holy Quran says in this way, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ. When we indicated to the angels to prostrate themselves before Adam, all of them prostrated themselves save Iblis, that is Satan, who was one of the jinn, and he averted from the command of his Lord, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light. Be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio, and the title of this part, Satan's Best Strategies. One of the strategies of the Satan is temptation. Satan nags us to act as addictive urges and to entertain selfishness and greed. How can we resist this direct temptation? The scholars used a two-step defense technique. First, they ordered Satan to leave. Then they quoted from the du'as. You have the right to tell Satan to leave when you are confronted with temptation. There is a great power in memorizing Quran and Hadith. This power not only intimidates Satan, but it also brings the words into your heart. Other strategies is lies and deception. Let's look at this. The devil has been called the great deceiver. He attempts to counterfeit every true principle the Lord presents. Although Satan will lie to you, you can count on the Hadith to tell you the truth.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now on the continuation of today's special, how to defeat Satan. As the Quran guides us, be insistent upon reciting a daily portion of the Quran. Allah the Almighty, in the Holy Quran, chapter 43, verse 36, said, "And whosoever turns away, Iblis himself, from the remembrance of the most beneficent, Allah, that is the Quran and worship of Allah, we appoint for him Satan and devils to be a qareen, an intimate companion to him." Again, that was in the Holy Quran, chapter 43, verse 36. One of the men of Allah once said, "The Satan said to me, I came to you like a camel which is fed and ready to be slaughtered, and now I'm like a sparrow." So I said, "How is that?" He replied, "You have weakened me with the book of Allah and recitation of it."
Was Shaytan or Satan an angel? Because if you read the Holy Bible, you find that Satan is referred to as an angel, as an obedient angel. However, the Quran states otherwise, that angels do not have the ability to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a reference to this within the Holy Quran by stating in Surah Al-Kahf, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ أُسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا. We told the angels to prostrate to Adam, and they all did. Then Allah says, if you think that Satan was amongst the angels and he didn't prostrate to Adam, here's your answer. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيس, except Iblis. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a reference to shaitan within the Holy Quran as being one of the jinn. However, he was one of the jinn who was constantly obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was able to elevate his status until he reached the status of residing amongst the angels. We have traditions that shaitan would prostrate and do sujood to Allah for 8,000 years. One sujood, 8,000 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the residents of the heavens, who are the angels, "Usjudu li Adam," bow to Adam. They all bow to Adam besides shaitan. Shaitan says, "Oh Allah, let's make a deal. I'll make a sujood for you for 10,000 years, but I won't do sujood to Adam." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "You have to worship me the way I desire. You have to worship me the way that I am commanding you, not the way that you desire." We seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way He wants from us, not the way that we'd like to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, that is the difference between Satan and Iblis and the concept of both of them. So we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. And fi amanillah.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي